And now the envelope, please.
Oppenheimer blew up the Oscars. The 3-hour movie about the man who created the atomic bomb picked up 7 Academy Awards.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was in the audience last night. Hi there, Mandalit.
Hello, good morning.
So not a huge surprise that Oppenheimer would do so well.
No, actually, Oppenheimer was the favorite coming into the Oscars. Director Christopher Nolan got his first Oscar and his movie won Best Picture. He's been an evangelist for IMAX and the big screen theatrical experience. And this is what he said during his speech.
Movies are just a little bit over 100 years old. I mean, imagine being there 100 years into painting or theater. We don't know where this incredible journey is going from here. But to know that you think that I'm a meaningful part of it means the world to me.
Oppenheimer also got awards for Best Cinematographer, Best Original Score, Best Supporting Actor, Robert Downey Jr., and Best Actor, Cillian Murphy, who played the title role.
We made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
Mandalit, weren't there some other mentions of war and peace?
There were. You know, the documentary 20 Days in Mariupol became the first film from Ukraine to win an Oscar. And as he held up his award, the film's director, journalist Mstislav Chernov, said he wishes he never had to make the film.
I wish to be able to exchange this to Russia never attacking Ukraine, never occupying our cities.
Mm. Director Jonathan Glazer, whose movie about Auschwitz and the Holocaust, Zone of Interest, won Best International Feature, and he was on stage with his producer.
Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people.
You know, Steve, the Oscars ceremony actually started a few minutes late because there was a protest over Gaza in the street. The streets were blocked off, and I and all the rest of the audience had to walk down Sunset Boulevard in their gowns and tuxes, you know, glamorous Hollywood.
Once you finally made it in there, did anything surprise you about the awards?
Well, you know, the movie Poor Things, it swept the technical categories last night, and its star Emma Stone beat out rival Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon, and Martin Scorsese's movie didn't get a single award. There were no envelope mix-ups or nominees slapping hosts like in past ceremonies, but, you know, in one bit, actor John Cena paid homage to a famous Oscars moment from 1974 when a streaker ran across the stage naked.
Well, you know, you do what you can to salute the past. But I want to ask about one more film. I've got two colleagues here. I don't want to name them, but one of them might be Michelle Martin. So they're going by each other the other day and they say, "Good morning, Barbie. Good morning, Barbie." So how did Barbie do?
Well, Barbie, or maybe you're Ken, director Greta Gerwig, she didn't get the award for her screenplay, and producer Marco Robbie, who played Barbie, didn't get to pick up the Best Picture Oscar. Ryan Gosling didn't win for Best Supporting Actor, and his song I'm Just Ken lost out to Billie Eilish's Barbie song.
Wow.
But he did give a show-stopping performance.
I'm just Ken.
You know, everyone in the audience was singing and dancing along, and you could feel the onstage Kennergy all the way up to the rafters where I was sitting.
Mandalit, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.